Hi and welcome to another Anfield Rap special. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined today by Andy Heaton, and also delighted to say that I'm joined by Stephen Darby. There may be a few of you listening, I've said to Stephen already, who may not know who Stephen was, may not remember his time at Liverpool. I hope I'm not offending him by saying that. So what we want to do with this show is just build a bit of a profile of Stephen, let you know who he is from his early life and until now. For those who don't know, Stephen in 2018 was diagnosed with motor neuron disease, so we're going to talk a little bit about that and about the Darby River Foundation, which he has set up as well. So we'll go back to the start then, Stephen, and your sort of earliest memories of growing up supporting Liverpool. I know Andy's just been saying at the top of the show there that your dad and your brother are Everton supporters for their sins.
Yeah, and they say they're suffering at the moment, aren't they? my dad, my brother, or my uncles, they're all Evertonians. So actually worked out, one of my best mates, Chris Jewell, his dad wouldn't let me in the house unless I supported Liverpool when we were younger, so it all stemmed from there. And thankfully for me, my dad paid out for the season ticket for Liverpool for me, so I used to go with one of my mum's friends, Joan Burke, and went to the game for years with the season tickets on the cop.
So was it always your dream then, as a kid, to be one day playing for Liverpool? Did you ever sort of imagine that would ever happen?
It was always the dream. Obviously, when you're younger and you're a Liverpool fan, you got your season ticket, that's the main dream, isn't it? And then having been picked up by Liverpool when I was 8 years of age to obviously come through, you realise how much hard work I'd have to go in. And I don't think for one minute ever thought that I'd play for Liverpool, but thankfully enough, I achieved my dream.
So how did it come about, the actual signing for Liverpool then? Was it scouts watching you at a sort of schoolboy level and then it went from there? Or?
Yeah, I was playing for a team called Town Green at the time, and we had a tournament in Southport, and at that time I was a centre midfielder and I did used to score goals, so we managed to win the final and scored a free kick. And Hugh McCauley, who was a scout for Liverpool at the time, came over to me dad and mentioned that I'd have some trials for Liverpool. At the time, I was obviously made up, but I thought, well, I'm going to leave my team, Town Green, and my mates that I built up. But luckily for me, I had a 6-week to 8-week trial at Liverpool, and they signed me up.